Child advocates and the Indiana University School of Education have teamed up to improve graduation rates among students in foster care. WFYI's Taylor Bennett learned more about the project during a conversation with Child Advocates CEO Cindy Booth and Donna Walker, who leads the Educational Liaison Program.
A child may come into the system first not having much educational success, particularly if parents haven't had their own success in their own lives. But once they come into the system, there may be multiple placements. And every time they move a placement, you can see them lose months of schooling, and they get farther and farther behind the more placements they have. Maybe changing a school, maybe going to a school that doesn't know what they need. You know, those kinds of things really can slow down a child's progress and make things worse for children in foster care. So much so that in Indiana, children who have come out of foster care have only just over 60% rate of graduating from high school.
What can we give them?
Well, they need what Donna's program has been giving them over the last several years, and that is someone who is very experienced and knowledgeable about what goes on in school systems and what children need, and the ability to create a success plan for that child.
Donna, you lead this program. Can you share a little more about the partnership and specifically the work and the outcomes?
Our title is a liaison, so we're bridge builders between the school staff, caregiver, team that's supporting the family in the case itself. And then the school staff is vital in our developing these success plans for the students in the school.
Do you look at each case, or is it like a general program for grades?
It is very much case specific. Mm-hmm. It's success plans for individual children, because they have a variety of needs. And we have experienced educational liaisons who have a strong background in education, so we know what schools can and can't do. We know what schools should be doing, so we take all of our knowledge and our background and we apply it to individual students. We get our referrals from our guardian ad litems who get into the case and see what those needs are. Then they make a referral to us. And then we contact the caregiver first, because we want to engage them at the very beginning of the process, so that we're also modeling positive partnerships with schools for them. So when we're all gone, that advocacy for that individual child can continue.
What is your relationship like with the schools? Are they supportive?
They are very supportive. We have amazing educators out there, and I think educators want to do the right thing by all their students that they serve. For some of our students that have experienced a high level of trauma, that certainly impacts a lot of their learning and their educational experience. And so we help to mediate that impact of trauma with school staff and bring others in that know the child well. We collaboratively problem solve. We've had schools try to give us referrals before. We have very positive relationships with our schools.
So it's not just curriculum-based. I mean, you actually do the whole package where you do the follow-up, you do the support.
We first go in and we analyze what the actual needs are. We love to talk to teachers, because they're the ones that really know the student and as a learner. We love to talk to them and get feedback from them so that we can help them collaboratively develop those plans. But we look at, it's not just academic growth that's important. It's the social and emotional growth of our students that propels them into academic growth then.
Well, thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Child Advocate CEO Cindy Booth and Donna Walker, who leads the Educational Liaison Program, speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.